Well, here on KBRB, we are joined in studio by Ainsworth Community School Superintendent Dale Hafer, and he's bailing me out again as I attended the Sandhills Care Center board meeting along with the City Council and Commissioners meeting yesterday, and that went fairly long, so wasn't able to get over down the street to the school board meeting. So Superintendent Hafer coming in to kind of fill us in with what happened at Ainsworth Community Schools board meeting last night. Appreciate you bailing me out again.
No problem. Anytime. I understand how that goes. It's easy to get busy and sometimes it'd be nice to have a clone or two.
That's exactly it. I'm still working on that technology. It's right in there after I get the weather chopper purchased.
And I'll
work on that.
Instant rain-o-meter.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need
exactly.
One of those.
A board meeting last night wasn't a super busy agenda, as it sometimes is in the summer. So I knew you had a couple of public hearings, just some things you do annually, some requirements that you meet, and then just a couple action items.
Sure. Yep. I'll just go through a few things here quick. And it was a relatively quick meeting, but that's typical for June. It's a little slower at the moment, which isn't a bad thing. But we do have, a handful of things on an annual basis the school district is required to address or to do. And two of those hearings we had last night, one of them is the student fees hearing, the other one, the parent and family involvement or engagement policies. And that has to do mainly with Title I services. And for a student fees hearing, the whole role of that is to take a look at the current policy and to look at the fees that were collected last year during the school year. And by fees, what we mean is everybody, I think, understands that whether it be extracurricular activities or maybe fees related to, maybe a specific shop class, or it could also be, if there's property that's lost or damaged by a student, fees can be assessed. Any of that is supposed to be, there's written board policy related to student fees, and then there's a way that is handled and accounted for on a district level. That way, it's all transparent. And then the other main thing is to, is to review the policy, look at what was collected. And we had about 142 waiver forms last year. Typically you don't hear a lot about fees, if there's a little fee for this activity or this class or whatever, those are paid. Parents understand those. Reason we have the hearing also, we communicate to those who are free and reduced that, they have the ability to request a waiver. If there's a specific fee that would restrict their student from participating in whatever it might be, a waiver can be submitted. And so we look at that as well. And kind of the bottom line is this is a policy, but also a procedure to try to drop any barriers that might exist for a student, due to income situation, et cetera, that would prevent them from taking part of programs at the school. And there were no changes to that policy. It's pretty standard. The parent and family involvement policy, similar, though we have two policies that are in the board policy manual that relate to parent and family member engagement, and then also Title I. And those just talk about the services and rights and what's available, et cetera. We handle a lot of that just through the day-to-day. There's things that happen that, we are mainly, when we talk about Title I services, we're considered school-wide, but K-4. So our elementary, basically our McAndrew Elementary wing, is where the bulk of our title services are given. And that relates to how it's set up, the state funding, et cetera. And so the state receives in the neighborhood of around, 60 to 80,000 a year for Title I funds. And depending on, the funding formula from the feds that rolls down through the state. And this is part of requirements of receiving Title I dollars. And So no changes there as well. And the other thing we looked at that we do on an annual basis is our bullying policy. And the bullying policy is pretty straightforward. It's not super lengthy. And the purpose there is meant to provide a definition of bullying, but also then, you know, give us the latitude to work through situations. You know, that's one of those terms or policies that it's not hard to find that in the news either. And it's easy to mistake, you know, a lot of situations for bullying when they're not. You know, bullying is that ongoing, repeated pattern of issues, you know, whether it's verbal, you know, physical. It can be, you know, with technology nowadays, the whole cyberbullying thing. So it can definitely be real. But to be honest, when we have, you know, concerns brought to our attention by parents or otherwise related to bullying, 90% of the time, those situations turn out not to be, you know, it's
an isolated incident more than necessarily a repeated pattern.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's not, you know, I'll tell anybody, you know, we have the best kids and, you know, and most supportive parents in the world in this school district, but we also have our moments, and there's moments where, you know, grade schoolers say the wrong things to each other, or, you know, adolescents, you know, don't do the things they should do. And we, you know, it's a learning process as kids grow up, and our job is to help them with that. But, so we reviewed that, no changes to the bullying policy. And, the nice thing is when we're talking about that, you know, we adopted, I'll just kind of skip to some action items. We adopted last night, or the board approved, the purchase of Second Step and School Connect, which is an online social-emotional behavioral learning curriculum. And that's part of our MTSS efforts, but within MTSS, multi-tiered systems of support, is what that stands for. You've got, you know, rubber meets the road core instruction for reading, math, and then the interventions that go along with that if you're students that are struggling. So all kids are getting that. To have a widespread and successful MTSS program, it also takes into account the mental health piece and social-emotional piece of a student's learning and the environment at school, and that's where this comes in. So we've been working hard on that to evaluate and pilot, and we're not talking a huge purchase. It's less than $5,000 a year. It's like a subscription online to resources, and meant to be like a lesson a week that teachers can go through. And it's, you know, everything from, you know, teaching kids to how to deal with their emotions, to how to be resilient, you know, how to you know, when there are issues, how to handle it, you know, when they're going through things, who they can talk to. The whole piece of it is there. So we're excited, and it's not that we haven't been doing those things. This, though, helps us get better organized with it. And, you know, it's a good time to, as we, you know, as Miss Jacobson retires and we bring on a new elementary counselor, she's familiar with this program. And that's good too. And so we're excited about it. It also partners with and couples. This Thursday and Friday, we will be at the ESU here in town, and attending a mental health learning institute. And that's ESU 17 wide. We're all part of it. All the districts in the ESU are working to, you know, increase our ability and awareness with mental health with our students. You know, that's from the pandemic, I mean, even before the pandemic, but especially since the pandemic, you know, we all recognize that's important. And, you know, we want to do a better job with, you know, taking care of the mental health and just the socially emotional part of our students' learning. You know, it's equally as important as you know, teaching them the other core skills. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be good because that was approved and gives us a chance to dig in and take care of that. The other business item we had was the approval of a teaching contract. And we've got Larice Thornton coming back to help us with math next year. You know, we had Danielle Severin, you know, Larice's daughter, you know, as going over to Rock County to teach. And that's where they live. And we, you know, we understand that. We hate to see anybody go, but we understand it, young families and that situation. It's, you know, better for them. And so we're, as we had a little bit of a late resignation there, you know, it's difficult to find a replacement at this time. And so Larice is going to help us out. And she's been really good about it because from the get-go, you know, if you just need me for a semester and you find somebody, or, you know, just it's just this year, that's what the intent is here. And so we've, you know, pulling her out of retirement for just a little bit, but I don't think she'll let us hang on to her long.
Probably,
because
yeah.
she's liking that grandma thing.
Gotcha.
So you bet. So that was that part of it.
Well, it looked like you had some, you know, of course, summer is the time to work on the building if you need to get anything done there. I know you've got a couple projects that are going on there on the grounds.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of the next thing I wanted to visit about is we it probably is about as busy of a summer. It just seems a little less busy. You know, the projects we tackled last year, especially the gym floor, you know, those, you know, were, they kind of took a life of their own on. And, but right now, as we speak, we've got some HVAC improvement going on in the McAndrew Elementary wing there. And that should be done by, you know, the 1st of August at the very latest. Dan Morrell from Condition Air Mechanical is tackling that. And so we look forward to that. And that's on under its way. We're going to be replacing some concrete on the south side of the building. You know, been working on that. You know, we did some improvement, you know, last summer and kind of working our way around the building and, you know, biting off a chunk at a time. And anyone who's been over there knows that there's a good stretch of sidewalk pretty broken up, et cetera. And so we want to get that repaired. So for, you know, just, you know, for safety purposes mainly, but also to, you know, the, you know, looks a lot better for the building there. And doing some seam repair on the elementary roof, like we mentioned previously, mm-hmm. you know, from the previous board meetings, that was approved. That'll be starting here soon. And then our custodial crew is off to a great start. They're ahead of the game, getting quite a bit done, and you know, which is good. You know, we've kind of forced them into, you know, having to be super organized this summer because the elementary's pretty much taken up with this project, and then you have summer school going on right now in the middle school and a little bit of the high school, so they're having to be creative and adjust their schedules, and so I appreciate that, but we're ahead of the game there.
Well, no, you want to, you know, just remind people again that the school offering lunches free of charge for all children up to age 18 through the summer or through the month of June anyway. So
right.
11:45 to 12:30, we've got the menus on KBRB. So invite all those kids, parents, adults, mm-hmm. you can go to lunch as well. $4.50, I believe, per person for adults. So, yeah, take advantage of that yep. while it's there here in the month of June.
Yep, you're welcome to do that. And that's been a good deal. You know, we've got summer school going on. You know, we have quite a few elementary kids and a handful of junior high school that are in summer school. And, you know, the elementary side of it is mostly an enrichment, but also to, you know, prevent regression and learning loss, but on the high school side, it's more credit recovery. But you know, lunch is being served at the school, and you're welcome to take advantage of that too. And
sounds like you're getting quite a bit of kids up there for summer lifting, so that's good
yep.
to see with the lifting program.
Yeah, it's you know, we're already halfway through June. You know, and you know how this goes. Well, you get to about the 4th of July, and then you realize, whoa, we've just about, you know, burned up another summer because it'll be busy. But, yeah, there's lots going on. There's summer lifting. The several coaches are involved in summer league camps, that kind of stuff, you know. So a lot of extra kind of effort those coaches give, you know, on a annual basis, especially in the summer, and to, you know, get their teams and athletes to different experiences to give them a chance to be more successful during the season.
Very good. Well, yep. Appreciate the update as always. Thank you for helping me out when I wasn't able to get from one meeting to the next, and we'll catch up with you again, I suppose, down the road if we have another one of those marathon care center board meetings that keeping us up with what's going on at the schools.
So you bet. No problem. Anytime. Glad to do it.
That is Superintendent Dale Hafer here joining us on KBRB.